This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم صدق الله العظيم Respected Asatizai Kiram, Ulamai Kiram, dear friends and my beloved elders in Islam Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون You can never achieve righteousness or piety until and unless you have to spend in the path of Allah what is most beloved to you. That is why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla." A giving hand is better than a receiving hand. And that is why upon one occasion, when Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was gifted, with 100,000 dirham by the Khalifa of her time. She was fasting. She called the worker and she said to her that take this 100,000 dirham and give it into charity. The worker goes, donates and comes back. And the worker says that, oh Aisha, you would have left a little bit of amount from 100,000 dirham in order for you to break your fast. So that Aisha says to her, why didn't you tell me before? We would have done it. Nevertheless, it is done, it is donated, done and dusted. That was the condition of a Muslim at the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when it came to giving charity. Unfortunately, the times have changed. Every weekend, we will go out with our families and we will spend money worth 700, 800, sometimes 1,500 kwacha on a meal. And then we give 100 or 200 kwacha in the masjid or in any Islamic project and we brag about it. We are happy about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right understanding of deen. Let us even look at the aspect of reward when it comes to giving charity in the path of Allah. What does Allah say? Allah says in the Holy Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Wallahu wasi'un alim. It's a long verse, but the gist of the verse is that if you have to spend 50 cents, 15 way in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will multiply it for you by 700 times. 15 way in the path of Allah, Allah will multiply it for you by 700 times. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was seated in the house. A beggar comes begging and he asks for money or food. Hazrat Ali tells his son Hassan that, oh Hassan, go tell Ammijan, go tell your mother to take out 2 dirham from the 6 dirham I gave her. Hazrat Hassan comes back with a reply that, oh my father, mummy says that didn't you give this 6 dirham in order to buy something to cook food? Now this was against the honor of the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Money has become beloved. So Hazrat Ali says, oh Fatima, give all the 6 dirham to this poor person. The poor person takes 6 dirham and he goes. Hazrat Ali is seated outside. There is nothing in the house to cook. He's waiting, what's going to happen next? A stranger comes with a camel and he says that, oh Ali, do you wish to buy this camel? Hazrat Ali says that, yes, I would love to buy this camel, but on loan. I don't have cash. So the stranger says, okay, fine, take the camel, give me 140 dirham later on. And the stranger goes. Hazrat Ali ties the camel and he's waiting outside. Another stranger comes. That, oh Ali, do you wish to sell the camel? Hazrat Ali says, yes, but I will sell it for 200. And on cash, the man agrees. Hazrat Ali takes 200 dirhams. And he sends 140 dirham to the first owner. He takes 60 dirham to Hazrat Fatima. He gives it in the hands of Hazrat Fatima and he says, oh Fatima, haven't you heard what Allah says in the Holy Quran? Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. When a person comes with one good deed, Allah Ta'ala will multiply it by 10. You gave 6 dirham in the path of Allah, ya Allah has sent 60 dirham for you. That is the reward when we give in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, wa anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an yatiyakum al maut. Spend in the path of Allah before the angel of death has to knock your doors. Why? then you will say, Rabbana khartana ila ajalin qareeb. Allah, give us some more time, leeway, so that when you give us life, we can spend in your path. But it will be too late. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that O Prophet Muhammad, ayyu sadaqati afdal, which is the best of charity? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said that the best charity is that charity which you give in the presence of your mind. While you are still young, you still have love for that money and you give in the path of Allah. Not in your last moments of life when you start seeing reality. When you start seeing reality, the relatives are seated right next to you. And now you are saying, this land for this masjid, this land for that madrasa. And the relatives are insulting that he spent his whole life using the same wealth, and now as he is going, he is donating everything. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best charity is that charity which you give in the presence of mind. When you still have the love for money. It comes in a narration, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there are two angels who do nothing other than one supplicating and one cursing. Whenever a person has to spend in the path of Allah, the one angel says, Allahumma ati munfikan khalafa. Allah, give the best substitute to the person who's spending in your path. And whenever a person has to hoard something, he's stingy, the angel curses, Allahumma ati mumsikan talafa. Allah Ta'ala, destroy the wealth of this person. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala destroys his wealth. It comes in another narration, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah Ta'ala created Jannah, shakka fiha anharaha. Allah Ta'ala caused the river to flow. Wadalla fiha thimaraha. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala hanged fruits in Jannah. And then Allah addressed Jannah and he said, takallami. O Jannah, speak to me. The Jannah said, qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Allah, what can I say other than fortunate is that person who has to reside in me, who has to stay in me. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, wa bi'izzati wa jalali ma yujawiruki fika bakhilun. By the oath of my grandeur and honor, I will not allow a stingy person to stay in you. I will not allow a stingy person to stay in you. It comes in Kanzul Ummal. There was a man who was famous for his evil action. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning this narration. He was famous for his evil actions. What he used to do, that there was a nest of birds. Whenever the bird would lay and hatch the egg, he would come and grab the newly born bird from the parents. And he did that. The birds addressed Allah. And they said, oh Allah, this man is being oppressive to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, in aad fasawlikuhu. If he has to repeat what he has done, I'm going to destroy him. Time passes by. The man comes again. He finds the nest. The eggs are ready. And now he finds a poor person passing by asking for a piece of bread. The man gives him a piece of bread. And then he grabs the newly born bird again. The birds address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, Rabbana innaka wa'attana an tuhlikahu. In aad faqad aad. Allah Ta'ala, you promised us, if he has to repeat that action, then you are going to destroy him. But he's okay. Allah Ta'ala replies, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمَا أَنِّي لَا أَهْلِكُ أَحَدًا تَصَدَّقَ فِي يَوْمٍ بِصَدَقَةِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. O birds, don't you know I cannot destroy or harm a person who has to give charity in a day. Who has to give charity in a day, I cannot destroy or touch him. I'm not trying to advocate or teach injustice, but I'm trying to inform that the best way, the fastest way to get your sins forgiven in the court of Allah is through tawbah and then charity. Another narration comes in Kanzul Ummal. At the time of Isa alayhi salam, there was a man who was famous for his evil actions. The people of Isa alayhi salam came and complained that, oh Isa, this man has been troubling us. And he has passed all his limits. Isa alayhi salam cursed him. And Isa alayhi salam told his people that he's going to die tomorrow. The next day comes, the man is happy and he's walking. Nothing has happened to him. So the people come to Isa alayhi salam. They say, oh Isa, you cursed him, but he's still alive. Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard your prayers? So Isa alayhi salam calls the man. And the man is carrying a bundle of wood on his head. Isa alayhi salam tells him to put the bundle down. And he tells him to open the bundle. When the bundle is opened, there is a venomous snake inside. So Isa alayhi salam says, that according to my dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has charged a snake to harm you. But why didn't it harm you? What good deed did you perform today? The man says that I do not know of anything. Isa alayhi salam says, think properly. The man says that as I was coming, I found a beggar on the road, I gave him a piece of bread. So when a person has to give something in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates calamity. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sadaqatu tudfi'u al-balaya. Giving charity in the path of Allah alleviates calamity. Take this example. You have 10,000 kwacha in your hand. You give 1,000 kwacha in the path of Allah. You come home with 9,000 kwacha. Apparently it looks like your wealth has decreased, but by the qasam of Allah, that 1,000 kwacha in the path of Allah is protecting your 9,000 kwacha and another 90,000 kwacha to come forward. And on the other hand, you have the 10,000 kwacha in your hand. You are not giving it in the path of Allah. You come home, you are waiting for medical bill, advocate's bill, lawyer's bill, panel beating, etc., etc. You will spend more than 1,000 kwacha and there is no reward. So why not give it before? Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our money. But what we have to understand as Muslims is that we are supposed to give charity because it is a kind gesture. Respected elders and friends, how generous our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be. Upon one occasion, a non-Muslim scholar and a Muslim scholar are having a debate. The non-Muslim says that I know of a man who was more generous than your Prophet Muhammad. The Muslim scholar questions, who was he? So the non-Muslim says, Hatim Tai. Because Hatim Tai had 8 doors in his house. How many? 8 doors. And upon one occasion, a beggar came asking. He came on the first door. Hatim Tai gave him something. Second door, same owner. Hatim Tai gave him something. Third door, same owner. Hatim Tai gave him something. Till the 8th door, Hatim Tai kept giving him what he wanted. So the Muslim scholar says, according to that, our Prophet Muhammad is more generous. Because Allah's qasam, if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 8 doors, on the first door of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give so much that that person wouldn't have the need to go to the second, third and eighth door. On the first door he would be satisfied. That is how generous our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And now I'll come to the point why I have been screaming and shouting about charity for the last 13 minutes. We have all heard of the condition Zambia is facing right now. There was a drought few months ago, and certainly there are floods in certain areas. As Muslims, it is our responsibility to reach out to them. There are 2 rukus in the Holy Quran which talks about charity. And there the ulama mentioned in the explanation that we are supposed to give money in the path of Allah, not out of favor, not because we want someone else to accept Islam, but because it is our responsibility. We are supposed to give out to them. And that is why Makan Islamic Society Trust, alhamdulillah, has started this drive where it has started collecting millimil bags. A millimil bag is 73 kwacha, respected elders and friends. There are more than 1,000 brothers in this masjid, or 500 or 600. If one bag comes from each person, we will do so much for the ummah. We'll do so much. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted someone with more wealth, he's supposed to give more in the path of Allah. At the time of Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a drought in Medina. And Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to all the governors of that time that send food and money to Medina. Camels after camels used to come with food, and the people of Medina were assisted by the people outside. In 1840, there was a famine in Ireland. And a message was passed out to assist them. The Ottoman Empire of that time, Abdul Majid, he decided to give 10,000 pounds of that time, which is equal to $1 million or more dollars now, to send to Ireland. And the queen of that time, Queen Victoria, sent a letter to Abdul Majid that we have only managed to gather 2,000 pounds. So if you give 10,000, it will be a shame on us. So why don't you give 1,000? There was a time when this Muslim Ummah was requested that give less. You are giving a lot. That was the time in this Ummah, and we belong to the same Ummah, respected elders and friends. So do we all make intention of giving towards this cause? That looks like only 100 bags. Not even 100. Do we all make intention of giving towards this cause? Inshallah. Inshallah, I'll end my talk with on a lighter note, on the story of its stinginess. You know, there is this man mentioned in the books of Arabs, Hashim or Hisham, I don't remember the name properly. He was once traveling and he was hungry. So he found a tent. He goes to the tent, he finds a lady inside. So he asks for food, but the lady is stingy. So she says that, do you think this is the hotel? Go outside. Now, it is in the bloods of Arab to feed people. They were very generous. But this lady didn't feed. So the husband comes and he starts arguing with the wife that, you, this is not correct. We are supposed to give. He cuts a goat and he makes food and he gives it to this visitor. So in this scenario, the woman is stingy and the husband is generous. The person starts traveling. He reaches another place and now he's hungry again. He finds another tent. And then he goes in the house asking for food. And there's a lady there. But the scenario is opposite. The lady is generous. She cuts the goat and she prepares the food and she gives it to this man, this visitor. The husband comes and he starts shouting, do you think this is a hotel? So now Hashim starts laughing loudly. The man asks, why do you laugh? So he says that on the previous destination I saw that the woman is stingy and the man is generous. And here I am seeing the woman is generous and the man is stingy. So the man says, do you know who they are? The woman who's stingy is my sister and the husband who is generous is my wife's brother. So sometimes stinginess runs in the family. You have to break that. You have to break that, and this is the right time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.